We're going to discuss the Pritzadik of Chag Sukkis, Os Yud Ches, or Parsha Yud Ches in the Pritzadik on Chag Sukkis. Benusach Yehiratzon Kishenichnasim L'Sukka Anachnu Oimrim, there's a Yehiratzon which many of us recite when we come into the Sukkah, particularly on the first night of Sukkis. And we say, Ubeschus Tesi mi beisi hachutza, in merit of my leaving my home and going out of my house into the sukkah, yechashev li bezos, should be considered by my doing so, ki'ilu hirchakti nedod, as if I went very, very far. V'yeshnus chaos, there are those whose texts read, yosem mefurish, more emphatically, stating, ube'imnis chayafti golus, if I deserve to be in exile, I did sins for which I should be punished with having to be exiled and be sent away from home, yechoshev li ki'ilu hirchakti nedot. So this means that we are leaving the house to go into the sukkah, ostensibly because after Yom Kippur, we've been found somewhat wanting and deserving of some punishment. Ulochaira, eich yitachin shiyiyya mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah nechshav legolus? How can you take a mitzvah and say, well, it's a punishment? You're being forced to leave home. You're in golus. Ubefrat ki golus hu inyan tzar. Being in golus is supposed to mean it's uncomfortable and painful even. If you're mitztayer, you're not obligated to be in a sukkah. If you're uncomfortable because it's raining, you're not obligated to be in the sukkah. You're potter. We don't sit in a sukkah in those circumstances. So if we are saying, oh, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this mitzvah, how can we say that the point of the mitzvah is for us to be away from home and it should be considered as if I'm in a galus? If it's a galus, then it's not a pleasure. If it's not a pleasure, it's not sukkah. Sukkah, a person who's mitztayer is potter.
But he didn't say that the point of the mitzvah, the point is...
Yeah, he's saying, b'schus tzeisi mi beisi hachutza yechashev li bezois kilu hirchakni nedoit.
He's saying in the merit of the fact that I came out to the sukkah.
But that the implication is that I have to be in the sukkah because I have to accept upon myself this galus. Therefore, I'm given the merit of doing something that is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. What is this idea of mixing in, you know, galus into a sukkah? So apparently, this is a galus that is good, and he's going to explain. Therefore, that yes, going into the sukkah is an act of leaving where we otherwise would be, like going into Golus, like leaving Eretz Yisrael. But the point of it is that it's wonderful. The contrary, that we gain from the process. Ochein. Mekar hanusach hu mipsikta. It's a medrash. The source of this is a medrash. The isa mipsikta. It says in the psikta, mitzvah sukkah achar yom kippurim. The mitzvah of sukkah is that after Yom Kippur, ach hashanim chalu ha'avaynois, after being forgiven, ulay nischayavu galus. Maybe we've been obligated to go into galus. Tiye mitzvah sukkah ki galus bavel. Let mitzvah sukkah be like galus bavel was. Dechsiv, as it says in Micha, uvas ad bavel, sham tinotzeili, it should be tinotzeili, you'll be saved and spared in Bavel. There, you will be ultimately taken well care of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spare you and save you from all of your enemies. So going to Bavel is a good thing. Not only is it that you're punished, of all the psukim that this Medrash Psikta could have decided to show, well, you're going to go to Bavel, Bavel is a galus, it picks up a pasuk where it says that there you will be spared and saved, and from there you're going to be spared and saved from all of your enemies. So yes, it's a galus. But it's like Galus Bavel. And then the pasuk chosen, interestingly enough, is a pasuk that says, encouraging the Jewish people, how positive and what good effect being in Bavel will have. Ulahavin, to understand, Masha Mazke, Daika Galus Bavel. The reason that this Medrash Psikta quotes this pasuk from Micha, that going into the Sukkah is like going into Galus Bavel. Why only Bavel? After all, we've been made to suffer four exiles, and now we're in Golos Edom, not Bavel. Ochen, Golos Bavel Merames, the point of Golos Bavel, and it's chosen in that pasuk, and it's chosen in that psik to bring that pasuk, because it's Merames, it's coming to teach us, and it's hinting to the fact Shekol Inyan Hagolos Heimrak Latoves V'Yeshuas Yisrael. Golus is a good thing. It's meant to do good for us. It's meant to make us better. And it's meant to enrich us religiously. As it was in the case of Golus Bavel, Haschalas Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. That's where Torah expanded. V'yoyser Zochu Yisrael B'Bavel Mimasha Zochu Baretz. We had far more in terms of more Torah, in terms of interpretation, understanding of Torah Shebichsav and the expansion of Torah and the practice of Torah in all of its complexity and beauty, with all of the depth in which Chazal have given us a Torah that expands and continues to influence our lives and continues to be practical and pertinent. All of that is Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh emerged mostly in Bavel. Lahagdil Torah ulahadira, expanding Torah, the beautification of Torah, adding Gzeros Drabanan, Siogla Torah. All of this came from Bavel. He says, Kishamati Adoni Moedi Verebi Hakadosh Zechet Tzadik Levrach. He quotes the Mordechai Yosef Leiner, the Mehashi Loach, his Rebbe. He says, he heard him say, Shebeis Shegolu LeBavel Kulam Holchu B'mar Nefesh. They initially all went to Bavel with great, great bitterness and in distress and sadness. V'Yecheskel holach b'simcha rabba. Yecheskel Anavi, he went joyfully. Hainu, mipnei sheYecheskel hirgish or hakadusha. Yecheskel felt, he sensed the Holy Spirit, the light of holiness. Asher yazriach haKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael b'Bavel. He understood and felt, he sensed that there will be more Kedusha, that Am Yisrael will have a greater holiness inhering in us through what we will accomplish in Bavel, more so than with all that we did accomplish earlier in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein hoya, shenizgal liyecheskel mashal inizgal l'shum navi v'chayzer. And indeed, there were visions that Navi Yecheskel had that no other Navi had. The Merkava itself, the Merkava, the angels and the entire process of Kvod Shemayim that he saw in the first parak of Yecheskel.
We're supposed to say like now, there's more learning than there ever was.
That's it's in it's
Poland
similar.
And
similarly, yes, there's an expansion and a certain, if not qualitatively, quantitatively, there's a certain growth of Torah, Baruch Hashem. Bavel was clearly a step up in the development of Torah, in its depth, in its quality. Yes, Kidi'isa B'Zayir HaKadosh. And he says that the idea of Yecheskel being aware of this and being excited about it, the prospect of actually gaining from the process of going to Golos. Sad as it is, there's no Beis HaMikdash. This is 11 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Sad as it is that there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. Sad as it is that we're going to suffer so much. But the future of the Jewish people will be brighter yet because of what we will gain and how Torah will grow within us in a new way with the expanding Torah Shebal Peh. Kedisa B'Zayir HaKadosh. It says in the Zayir HaKadosh as follows. Kadnachsu L'Bavel, when they went to Bavel, Ispat Chushamaya, the heavens opened. Sharos Ruach Kutsha al Yecheskel, the Holy Spirit rested on Yecheskel. V'chama maducham, he saw what he saw in the Merkava. V'amar loin liYisrael, and he said to the Jewish people, Ha Marecha in Hacha, your master is here. Your Morad Alma, your master is here with you. He's coming to be with you in Galus. You're not left alone. You're not abandoned by Hashem Chalila. V'chol chelei shmaya urisicha. All of Tzvois HaShemayim and the Merkava, the Osi Lameda B'neichain. They're all coming to be with you here in Bavel. Wherever you go into Galus, the Shechina is going with you. The Shechina is coming here to you, Yecheskel says to the Jewish people. And that's the point of that vision. Kevin the Chamu Yisrael Kachadu. When Yisrael realized this, they were overjoyed. V'lechayishu al Galoisehen. They no longer had such pain. They no longer had such fear, and they didn't fret over the fact that they were in Galus. Klal, at all. The Hayyadu. They now knew Hashem was not abandoning them. And there, the Shekhinah would be with them. And now, the way Yecheskel felt positive and encouraged through what he saw and shared with Am Yisrael, those in Golos with him were encouraged as well. V'sham b'bavel hischil Hispashtus hadivrei Torah, the expansion of Torah, shebal peh. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Zal. Chachamenu say in Shir HaShirim, Rabba, Perek Dalet, Har Betzdikim hamadati b'churbana yoysim yishuvah. More tzadikim and more great scholarship happened in Bavel than in Eretz Yisrael before the Churban. This is on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Umidbarech Noveh, meaning the Midbar, the desolate place, Noveh is so beautiful. Rav Abba Bar Kahana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this is like Rabbi Levi on the pasuk Rabbi Bnei Shemem Bnei Beula in Yeshaya, where Rabbi Levi said, "Hoy tzadikim hem idali b'churbana, yoiser mitzadikim shehem idali b'binyana." Behold, there are more tzadikim who are, in a sense, Bnei Shemem, the people who are the result, and the great men that are a result of all of the destruction, because that which was destroyed caused us to have to be in Galus, but there in Galus, there are more Talmidei Chachamim, and the Torah is expanding more so than it did Bivinyano when the Beis HaMikdash was still Kayim. And that therefore, Shir HaShirim, similarly, when it says Umidbarech Nova, means that the desolate places, beautiful, the Galus, and places that are seemingly at first Midbar, Nova, they're so beautiful because eventually a great amount of Torah is learned, and a great amount of Torah expands, and a great amount of Torah grows in these places, specifically in these places. Bahar b'gzeirois gezarti alai, kiamtim, yoisim yamashe gezarta alai. Klal Yisrael says, I have gzeirois and siyag l'Torah, all that are midrabanan, much more than whatever d'oraisa, we have all the drabanans and the expanding of the Torah because of the mitzvahs drabanan, mitzvahs chinuch drabanan, and the seven mitzvahs that are drabanan, and the siyog and the gzeirus that are midrabanan. V'akol hoyim anshe knesses hagdolah. It all begins with anshe knesses hagdolah, the men of the great assembly, as they're called, shehoyu b'bavel, which was in Bavel. Kichol hagzeirus v'hasiyogim shalei nemar mishasam. Doesn't say who decided that there should be such a din as muktzah. Exactly who, where, when, but it's ancient. As an example, in the case of Hilchos Shabbos, kulam hema anshe knesses hagdolah. All these are ancient from Bavel. Anshe knesses hagdolah shetiknu Yisrael letzerech kedushas Yisrael b'yeser eis v'yeser ois. They wanted to give us greater kedusha and added and expanded to mitzvahs. Umatzinu b'mishnah shimon atzadik hayim shira knesses hagdolah. The Mishnah in Ovis says, "Va'amar," and he told us, or told his talmidim, "Ve'amidu talmidim harbe," raise many students, "Vasus yagla Torah," as we read in the beginning of Ovis, "Shemostru nafshem lahamet talmidim harbe laharbitz Torah b'Yisrael." Their point was raise students, have great students, spread Torah. But this all happened with the advent of Galus. All happened not just in spite of Bavel, but because of Bavel. Umatzinu b'mei Achashverosh shehoyu b'Galus v'kiblu aleihem haTorah shebal peh miritzoinam. Right? They were in Galus Bavel, and that's when kimu v'kiblu hayehudim, kimu mashakiblu kvar, They took on Torah in a way that was profoundly deeper than they had ever before. Mitzad ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with love and fervor. Kikfiyas ahar b'sina he al Torah shebal peh. Kedisa and Medrash Tanchuma says that the reason that we had to have that mountain, so to speak, held over our heads, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you had better accept the Torah, because of Torah shebal peh, shalei rotzu lekabel meritzayim, ki tzricha yegia, lemois tainug olam hazeh. It takes a lot of work, and you have to set aside yourself physically and your physical pleasures, and you have to immerse yourself in the Torah, and really find the Torah and its truths, and mine the treasures of Torah. It takes a lot of work and a lot of devotion. And indeed, there are the Isurim Drabonon, the Gzeros Midrabonon. We accepted that with love in Bavel. Va'omnam begolus kiblu aleim ha-Torah shebal peh ba'ahava u'besimcha. All in Bavel. You know, on the Pasuk Haboim Yashresh Yaakov, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Elo Tamidei Chachamim shebe'Bavel. That's referring to the Tamidei Chachamim Bavel, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Pri Tzadik brings it in Shmois, that the whole idea of the expansion of Torah, and the expansion of Torah in quality and in quantity, as the Pasuk continues, Umolu Pnei Sevel Tvuna. So in the Rav Tzadik's words in Shemois, Parsha Yud, he says, Shemisham Nispasha Torah L'chol Ha'olam. Expansion of Torah geographically and its depth has gained through the greater amount of study and the greater amount of Torah to be involved with. Expansion of Torah. All of this is because of Bavel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, by the way, also says, why is it called Bavel? That Bavel is a reminder of the fact that it's a place with everything mixed in. All the knowledge is there. Blula, b'mikra, b'mishnah, u'b'gemara, the Gemara says. It's in Sanhedrin. Hence it's Bavel. U'matzinu achakach shekol ha-teira shebal peh nizgala lehem begolos Bavel. V'rav Yehuda osa legamri lotzeis mi-Bavel Eretz Yisrael. For which reason, Gemara Ksuvis, Rav Yehuda says, you may not leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's superior. The Torah of Bavel at that time. Bahagolos ba'atzmai goram li Yisrael hispashtus ha-Torah hakdoisha. It's the golos that caused all of this expansion of Torah. Kidichsiv ki b'roiv chochma roiv kas. He mentions this many times. The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chav Beis, on the pasuk in Koheles, ki b'roiv chochma roiv kas, says that the roiv kas that resulted from the chet Ha'egel, where we forgot Torah, and now we needed a whole different kind of Torah, and we had this Luchos Shnios, and now we would forget, and we would have to study, and we would have to work much harder to keep and learn and understand Torah the second time around, more so than with the first Luchos. But that's good. The Roiv Chachma is the result of the Roiv Kas, and it's all good. The words in the Gemara and the Nedarim are Il Malay Lechotu Yisrael Lenitn Lehem El Chamisha Chum Sheter V'Sefer Yehoshua Bilvad. If not for the Chet HaEgel, we only would have had five books of Torah. We would not work. We would understand it all somehow, as it would come to us just from the written word. And all of Torah Shebal Peh is thanks to the fact that we had sinned and had to do tshuva, and now we'll spend our lives working to know in Torah and then bask in the light that glows from that work after all that effort is put in. Techalach. Shaharoiv kas geirim lehizgalus roiv hachochma. That kas, which means the anger, meaning the negative forces that we have to counteract, cause us to ultimately come to and work to achieve roiv chachma. Ki b'roiv chachma nitken roiv hakas. That's how the correction is made, by working hard and gaining in Torah. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. That was the day when the Luchos Shniyos were brought to us. V'zeh maybe ha-pasik. That's why the Medrash Psikta, talking about Sukkot, brings the pasik specifically from Micha, the pasik that says, Uvas ad Bavel, Shom yigolech Hashem, mikaf kolayvoich. There, in Galus, you're going to have a Torah, and it's going to save you and spare you. You'll learn, and you'll become Yidden with depth and profound understanding and a greater reach intellectually and spiritually than you could ever have had. And who is your Oyev? Who is the ultimate enemy of every Jew? Hainu Hayetzer Hara, as the Gemara says in the Masechta Sukkah. Shehu Ikar HaOyev LiYisrael. That's the real enemy. Val Yedei Adivrei Torah Nitzken Gam Halev Ksil. Any foolishness of heart that we have, it's all going to be fixed because we're giving ourselves over and mentally, emotionally involved in Torah. V'nasim Lev Echad LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of having two Yitzrais and a Lev, that's not the way the heart should be. We have Lev Echad, each of us, and Lev Echad, all of us together, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all because we're Isaac in the Torah. That's the ultimate Oyev, the Yetzer Hara. And the Torah of Bavel is the ultimate weapon such that we can defeat the Yetzer Hara. Right? In Pugehu, if you met this terrible Yetzer Hara, what should you do? Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. So that's what the sukkah is. That's what the sukkah is. The sukkah represents the fact that, yes, having sinned, which is why we ultimately had Yom Kippur, we come after we have been forgiven. And like going into Galus, Bavel, we go into the sukkah, where we are protected from that point on from the Yetzer Hara. We become a new beria, a whole new creature, capable of a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiskariv LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mirama Islanu. The sukkah is reminding us, it's saying, it's expressing the fact, Shehagolus Hu LaHarbois Kedushasein. By being away from where we once were, in tshuva, we are improved by having been in Galus. And similarly, we are improved by stepping into the sukkah, where we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we could ever be without going into the sukkah. But take if anachnu nichnosim l'mitzvah, we go into this mitzvah, u'l'kedusha, and into holiness. V'sukkah gam kein magenes aleinu. The sukkah protects us. Kihi haprisa sukkah shalom. It spreads the sense of security and peace all over us because we are with the Shekhinah in the sukkah. Like the Shekhinah was with us in Bavel, the Shekhinah is with us in the sukkah. Of course it's a galus. You're not leaving your home for nothing. You're leaving your home for a positive purpose. We didn't leave Eretz Yisrael for nothing. It wasn't only punishment. We left Eretz Yisrael because Hashem wanted we should go into Bavel and develop what we developed into a much more religious people, a people far more involved in a more intricate and expanded Torah. It was good. Going into the sukkah is good. Sukkis is an expression of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding us with new surroundings, a new environment, but it's a good environment. We are protected by the Great one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all around us. We're being protected so that the enemies that are trying to entrap us, especially the Yetzer Hara and the world and all of that which it seems to offer us and tries to entice us with, all of that we reject by being in the sukkah. By being in the sukkah, everything that is, so to speak, chasing after us from the world around us, we escape it all. We escape it all by going into the sukkah. And there we are protected. And we are protected there by all of the holiness, like we were protected in Bavel by a Shekhinah that was with us, such that we were able to grow and become a holier people with a greater Torah, with a more layered Torah, if you will, all gained by having gone into Galus Bavel. That's the point of the Medrash. Now, I just want to mention to you that there are three words in our Yehi Ratzon, which he didn't quote here. He probably said it or wrote it by Baal Peh. But the way we say it is, U'bezchus tzeisi mi beisi hachutza, in the merit of my leaving home and leaving to be outside in the sukkah. V'derech mitzvaysecha arutza. I am running there because it's a path to do your mitzvahs. So that's what we say. That I'm leaving my home, but I'm doing it because there, in the sukkah, I'm pursuing a derech of mitzvah by running into the sukkah. Yechashev li bezoz kilu hirchakti nidod. So it's not just about the golos aspect. It's about an opportunity to be there where I can have mitzvahs and where I can develop the mitzvahs and follow them and study them and be involved with them. And that's going to protect me from the Yetzer Hara, because I will be with the Shechina in my sukkah. So that's the reason for this idea of Hirchakti Nedod. It's not just simply, well, maybe a person deserves punishment, so he has to be out in his sukkah instead of being comfortably at home. No. It means much more importantly and much more deeply than that, that we are going to, like those who came to Bavel, benefit from the Shechina being with us to protect us, benefit from this mitzvah, benefit from all of that which comes to us in mitzvahs and in Talmud Torah during these days. It's important to learn in the sukkah, to bring Torah into the sukkah, because that's what it means to be out of one's house, to be in the special protection being provided for our sake by the Shechina joining us in the sukkah like the Shechina joined us when we went to Bavel and grew and expanded the Torah for all time, for all of Am Yisrael's future.